You can't be happy with the result yesterday.
No, I'm not. Not at all. To be honest, we were robbed.
Robbed? What do you mean?
The first goal they scored was miles offside. And then we had a goal disallowed that was onside.
I see your point about the first, but the second looked like a good decision to me.
Well, what about that handball? It should never have been a penalty. The ball hit him in the chest.
I have to say, it looked like his arm to me.
And then, our goalkeeper was sent off for a well-timed tackle.
Well, if he meant to get him in the stomach, then I suppose it was well-timed.
And we couldn't even replace the goalkeeper when we tried to.
I think he might have misunderstood the rules there. You'd already made 3 substitutions. You can't make any more.
Well, I don't like that rule. We really should have won the game.
That's absolute garbage. You're telling me if it wasn't for the handball rule, offside rule, rules about substitutes, and not being allowed to tackle someone above the waist, you'd have won the game?
Exactly. Hello, my name's Rich.
And I'm Jack.
And welcome to this week's Premier Skills English podcast,
where we talk about football and help you with your English. What's happening this week, Rich?
In this week's podcast, we're going to look at 2 areas of language. First, we'll look at the language we use to give opinions in a strong way, so other people agree with us.
We might say things like, I'm 100% certain that football should be taught at school.
Or, I'm totally convinced that the best way to learn English is listening to podcasts.
We're also going to look at the language we use to acknowledge someone's opinion and say if we agree with it or not before giving our own opinion.
There were some examples of this in the opening conversation. Jack said, I see your point about the first, but the second looks like a good decision to me. And that's absolute garbage, you're telling me?
So, we're going to ask you to listen to a few arguments, and then your task this week is to tell us a rule that you'd like to change, and to reply to others using some of the language from this podcast.
Don't forget to listen to the end of the podcast, because we have this week's football phrase for you to guess too. In this section, you're going to listen to 2 arguments. Jack and I are going to talk about a football rule we'd like to change or get rid of, abolish, not use anymore.
We want you to imagine that we can only change 1 football rule. We have 20 seconds to give our arguments and persuade you.
Listen to our arguments and decide who you agree with, or if you agree with both of us. Who do you think has the most convincing arguments?
I'd like to get rid of the offside rule. I don't understand why it exists. If there was no offside, there'd be many more chances to score and loads more goals. Also, I'm fed up of my team having goals disallowed. It's not fair, and we'd have won much more often if it wasn't for this rule.
I believe that the rule we should change, or in this case, introduce, is called the sin bin. It's clear that people are fed up of players getting a booking for diving, time-wasting, and little fouls that slow the game down. I'm convinced that the sin bin, which is something used in other sports like rugby and ice hockey, would reduce these offences. Instead of a yellow card, a player is sent off the pitch for 10 minutes. You must agree that players would think twice if they knew that they'd have to leave the pitch. Not only would the sin bin reduce the amount of fouls on the pitch, but would also mean more game time on the pitch. Wouldn't that be a good thing?
In the examples above, Rich used more persuasive or convincing language and had more reasons for his arguments than me.
You just whined.
I just whined?
Yeah, you know, you just complained about something. You didn't really give any convincing arguments to why the rule should be changed.
Yes, you're right. Let's look at a few phrases you used. You started by saying, "I believe." This expresses a strong opinion. You also said, "I am convinced," which does the same thing.
I could have used a few other phrases that are similar, such as, "I'm 100% certain," or "I'm totally sure," or "I'm absolutely positive." Adding an adverb like totally or absolutely makes what you're saying sound stronger.
You also said, "You must agree." That's a good way to convince people. By saying, "You must agree," you're telling people that this must be the right or correct opinion, and anything else would be wrong or silly.
Some similar phrases you could use are, "You have to agree." "You surely can't disagree that." "You can't be in any doubt that." "It's undeniable that." Or, "You can't deny the fact that."
Rich also used a rhetorical question. He said, "Wouldn't that be a good thing?" You don't expect people to answer this type of question. You expect people to agree with you.
That's right. You can also say things like, "Wouldn't it be better if?" Or, "Shouldn't we all?" Or, "Isn't it obvious?"
Finally, Rich also gave reasons that backed up his opinions. It's always good to give more than one reason, and using the phrase "not only" is a good way to do this.
I said, "Not only would the sin bin reduce the amount of fouls on the pitch, but would also mean more game time on the pitch."
You can use "not only" to give one reason to back up your argument, and then "but also" to give a second reason to back up your argument.
I could also have used "as well as." I could have said, "As well as the sin bin reducing the amount of fouls, it would also mean more game time on the pitch."
"Furthermore" and "what's more" are two other phrases that can be used here. We look at these phrases on the website page below this podcast.
Now, in the next section, we're going to discuss another rule or law, and this time we have different opinions.
While you listen, we want you to answer two questions. Number one, what is the law or rule that we discuss? Number two, who do you agree with?
At the end, we'll look at more of the language.
I'm not sure about that, Rich. I see what you're saying, but they haven't even been banned in London. You just have to pay some extra money.
But you must agree that we have to do something. There's more and more pollution in city centres, and most of it is from private cars. We could just ban them. As well as cleaner cities, this would mean quieter cities too.
I see your point, but it's not as easy as that. I'm all for cleaner and quieter cities, but people wouldn't be happy. They'd be up in arms.
We'd still have public transport. Wouldn't it be better to see everybody using that?
I know, but in lots of cities, it's not good enough. You might have to walk a long way to the nearest bus stop or train station. I'm 100% certain that people don't want to do that.
Okay, you may have a point there, but I'm convinced people would get used to it, and that's something we should be trying to improve, public transport.
Yes, of course, that's always good. Having said that, I don't think it's the route we should go down. We should be looking at new car technologies and investing in them. We need cleaner cars, not necessarily fewer cars.
That's an interesting idea. But what about traffic problems? We'd still have lots of traffic jams with everybody using their own car.
Yes, but that's a different discussion. At least they would be pollution-free traffic jams.
In the last section, the rule that we discussed was whether cars should be banned in city centres.
The language we want to look at here is how we acknowledge or respond to the point or argument that the other person says.
It's important not to ignore what the other person says in a discussion, even if you disagree with them. And there are some specific phrases you can use.
You may agree with what someone says, agree partially, or you may totally disagree with what someone says. But that's not the most important thing. The important thing is that we want you to move the discussion on to what you think and add a new point.
If you agree with what someone says, you might say something like, "I couldn't agree with you more," or "You're absolutely right."
Then you may go on to make an additional point. You could say something like, "And another thing is..."
If you partially agree with what someone says, you might say something like, "Okay, you may have a point there, but..." Or, "I see your point, but..." Or, "I see what you're saying, but..."
We often use these phrases if we disagree with someone too. We're being polite by using these phrases.
That's the same when we say things like, "That's an interesting idea," or "That's an interesting point." In British culture, when we say this, we often mean the opposite and don't want to discuss it further.
It's quite culturally specific, but it's often better to say, "That's a good idea," if you really think something is interesting. In fact, I've read that "interesting idea" is 6 times more likely to be followed by "but" than when we say "good idea."
If we disagree in an argument and want to be more direct, we probably say things like, "I'm not sure about that," and "That's not always the case," or "Not necessarily."
These aren't very direct.
I know. If we are even more direct, we're probably angry and being rude or very impolite. We could use phrases like, "That's absolutely rubbish," or "That's utter garbage."
You can check your understanding of all of these phrases in the language activities on the Premier Skills English website. Just go to britishcouncil.org/PremierSkillsEnglish and you'll see the podcast on the homepage.
Your task this week is to tell us a rule or law that you'd like to change and to reply to other users using some of the language from this podcast.
If you want, you can choose a football law or rule. It could be a rule that you'd like to introduce, a rule that you'd like to change, or a rule you'd like to get rid of.
Or, if you'd prefer, you can choose a rule or law that you have at work, in your school, or in your country. Again, it could be a rule or law that you'd like to introduce, you'd like to change, or you'd like to get rid of.
We'd also like to invite you to make some troll arguments.
Really? That's a bit risky.
I know, but we want you to write some silly, strange, and controversial arguments so that other people can disagree with you. When you write your comment, try to use some of the language for opinions that we introduced in this podcast.
Phrases like "I'm convinced," "I'm 100% certain," "Wouldn't it be better if," or "I reckon we should."
We would then like you to reply to people using some of the language we used in the podcast to acknowledge and respond to other people's opinions, such as, "I see what you're saying, but..." "That's an interesting point, but..." "To be honest, that's utter garbage."
However, remember to be polite wherever you can.
We'll start with the arguments that we made in this podcast, and you can reply to them in the comments section.
Have you got a football phrase for us this week?
Yes, I have. But first, last week's football phrase. The phrase was "physio." When a player gets injured on the pitch, the first person to run onto the pitch is usually the physio, whose job it is to assess and treat injuries to players, It's a shortened version of physiotherapist.
Well done to Richard J. from Ecuador, Asim Juve from Palestine, Lubomir from Ukraine, Zaid from India, Milos from Serbia, Quasimanifest from Ghana, Leiko Wang from China, Athikala from Spain, and Ahmed Adam from Sudan. All of you got it right. What's this week's phrase, Jack?
This week's football phrase is a difficult one. The phrase is... This is a tactic that football teams play in defence. The idea is that the defenders move up the field at the same time, so the attackers are in an illegal position when the ball is passed to them.
That is difficult. Here's another clue. The second word in the phrase describes something you use to catch animals in the forest, for example.
Right. That's all we have time for this week. Don't forget to tell us about a rule or law that you'd like to change and to reply to other listeners in the comments section.
And make a guess at our football phrase. Bye for now and enjoy your football.